Hamas is preparing to release about a dozen more hostages, but it's not clear if any Americans are on that list. U.S. officials have estimated between 10 and 13 Americans could be among the scores of hostages taken during the October 7th attack. They were not among those released Friday.
We'll not stop until we get these hostages brought home and an answer to their whereabouts.
But President Biden noted the first two hostages released a month ago were an American mother and daughter, Judith and Natalie Ra'anan.
From the moment Hamas kidnapped these people, I, along with my team, have worked around the clock to secure the release.
He says it's part of a slow process, but is hopeful three Americans, a toddler named Abigail, and two women will be part of this four-day hostage release in exchange for Palestinian prisoners.
So it's my hope and expectation will be soon.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?